now we're going to welcome a regular on our show, Di from the library. Hi, Di.
Good morning, Jen. How are you this morning?
Great. And what's happening at the library at the moment?
We've just had a sort of busy time with the Rugby World Cup, and that's finished. But now it seems even busier this next couple of weeks, but it's all very exciting. And what I hope is that the events that are
coming up are bringing new people into the library and introducing parts of the community that might not normally use the library. So we've got two events.
So just to backtrack a wee bit, because yes, we had a slight technical hitch there, you've got two new events coming up, is that right?
Yes, yeah, in the library. So next weekend, of course, is the Waiheke Book Festival, of which the library's partaking. It's an obvious event to join in with. So we came upon a creative idea of having an exhibition in the library, which is called Book as Canvas. And we've been encouraging local artists and artistic people to take a blank canvas, which is, you know, the book without the cover, and doing something on it. And so yesterday we had quite a number of artists dropping off their bits of artwork on their old withdrawn book. So it's been really inspiring and exciting to receive these. They're not really entries, but the people that are, you know, partaking in the exhibition. So we're still encouraging more. If anybody out there still wants to join in with that exhibition, we still have blank books to, you know, for people to pick up and do something on. So
is this associated with the old, if you've got an old book that you want to redesign?
Yes, redesign the cover.
There's a bit in Golf News about
it
this week.
Yes, that's right. So that's quite exciting. And the exhibition goes up next Tuesday. So we have, that will be part of the book festival. But the book festival is just for a weekend. But we're running the exhibition in the library from the 1st of November through to the 12th, which gives everybody in the community and visitors a chance to see it. So that's going to be quite exciting, putting that up in the library and bringing in, I hope, a lot, you know, other people from the community that wouldn't normally come in and have a look. So is that one. And then the other one is Adult Learners Week, which also kind of starts on the 31st of October. And that runs for a week. And we're doing three things, really. The Adult Literacy Group, which is a very active group on the island, have chosen the library as one of their days to teach flax weaving. So that's on the Thursday, I think, Thursday the 3rd at the library at 11 o'clock. What we're doing all through that week, we're going to give ourselves permission to ask as many patrons as possible to give the self-check unit a go, like issue your own books. There's lots of our patrons, in fact, just over 60%, who use that machine to issue their own books. But there's a lot of patrons we know that are a little bit shy about, you know, going towards a piece of technology that they're unsure about and can they do it. And so we often, you know, say, do you want to have a go? And when you show them, they get quite chuffed with themselves that they've actually learnt a new skill and that it's actually easier than they thought, and it saves them queuing. If we're short staffed, they don't have to queue and wait, and you can also renew your books there, and you can also check basic account information on your card as well. So by promoting that, we're allowing ourselves to really, you know, encourage all sorts of people to say, oh, come on, come and have a go. It's not too bad. So that's happening all week. And then we're also doing a special workshop on Guy Fawkes Day, which is the 5th of November. And that's in 2 o'clock in the afternoon for an hour, and encouraging people to read in a different way. And by that I mean, you know, using your iPod or your tablet or your Nook or your Kobo or your laptop to download e-books and e-audio books from our digital library, because there's thousands of copies of books or titles that I feel is really underused and people don't realise what we have there. So we're running this workshop. There's a special tutor coming from Auckland who's very au fait and very good at that part of the website. And she'll be passing on skills to anybody on the island who would like to learn to use that media. And if they would like to come, and of course it's free, so come along with your device and you'll be shown all through the steps on how to, you know, download a different kind of book.
And that's next Saturday, is it?
Yes, Saturday the 5th, right. Yeah. So that's the same day as the Waiheke Book Festival. We've got our little, that workshop in the afternoon at 2 o'clock.
Right. That's something that never crossed my mind, that the library would have that that ability for you to go in with your laptop and download books from the library website.
Yes, yes.
I've always thought of it as being physical books.
Yes. So it's a huge area right across the world, of course, a huge area of interest, and more people are using that form of material to, you know, to either listen, they can listen to their book on the boat instead of having the book, or while they're walking or treading on their mill, or and I've been really encouraging senior students at the local high school. You don't have to be at the local high school, you could be a commuter student, or even university students. They may like to come as well, because there's a lot of material within that digital library that could well be suited for their studies. And so, and instead of having to read, and if you're a slow reader, you know, there's some senior students that would like a different format to learn. So we're encouraging them as well.
What a great idea.
Yeah, so that's November the 5th, 2 to 3 o'clock in the afternoon. Bring your device.
Absolutely.
Because we've got Wi-Fi, so we can do all of that work, you see.
Oh, that's great.
Yeah.
Excellent.
Yeah, yeah.
Now, so you've got bought a couple of books along, I think.
I did. I've just had these three books at home. It's interesting how when you're shelving and tidying and these, and books just kind of pop out at you and you go, I haven't seen this one before, but it belongs to us. And it's like, oh. So as many people will know, I have an interest in natural health. So I don't always have natural health books at home on my coffee table, but I happen to have three at the moment. And I think that's one of the delights of the library, is that you can, you know, you can learn just, you know, any topic that you're interested in, you're going to find your interest, but you're also going to find the other side of the story. And a good example of that, we had a patron come in this week who wanted to know all about cholesterol, and, you know, and there's certain topics that are controversial, and that's one of them. So she's able to take, you know, both sides, you know, find material that provides both sides of a story, so that she was felt like she could make a decision about where she was going with that information. So that's the joys of, you know, of course, it's Google too can do that for you, but there's still a lot of people that like the book. So I had three that I quite liked this week, which was one, and they've all been published this year, so it's really recent information. So there's the Complete Handbook of Quantum Healing, and of course this is the nature of Waiheke as well, where we're interested in natural health, and we do have a good selection in our library for our patrons. And it's the A to Z Self-Healing Guide for over 100 common ailments. So it lists an ailment, say psoriasis, and it will give you the emotional link about psoriasis. It'll give you, this is quite out there, but, you know, there are people on the island who are interested. And then it'll tell you what power animal you are that you need. It'll tell you what flower essences you need, and then there'll be a sketch of the body anatomically, and then there'll be a positive sort of visualization or meditation to do. So, and I thought, and it's quite well organized, because if you have a condition, then you have the opportunity to look at it in a slightly different way and take ownership of that. And this book, which of course is, you know, obviously energetically orientated, can offer you solutions in that way. There's another one very similar to this idea of having a disease or a health problem linking to the mental, emotional. It's called Your Body Speaks Your Mind. So very similar to that. That book has been thrashed. It's just, it is always out, and it's a very, very good book. And so for those people who have liked Your Body Speaks Your Mind, then this book called The Complete Handbook of Quantum Healing is very similar, and but a slightly wider field of you know, different modalities coming in. The other one, which Dee, our many of you will know Dee Allstring, and she's one of our relievers, and she noted this book and made a little clip on the shelf, and I have had a little bit of a brief. It's on my list, like, come on, Di, read this book. It's, you know, obviously my interest. And it's called The Healthy Home, Simple Truth to Protect Your Family from Hidden Household Dangers. And because we spend so much time in our home, and especially in our bedrooms, up to a third of our lives, and it covers every single aspect of being in your home and living healthily. So it just raises your awareness about what you're putting on your face and body, what you're putting in your washing machine to do your clothes, the electromagnetic fields, the fluoride in your toothpaste, the content of your mattress, to what your curtains are made of, what your clothes are made of, and in, you know, anything in the home, what your home's made of probably as well, what's in, you know, so it goes, it's really well done because it goes room by room. So first of all, it starts in the bedroom, and of course one of the things it mentions is no electrical currents going around your bed, so the, you know, the bedside light, the cell phone sitting on your bedside table, any electrical switches or plugs shouldn't be near your heads. So it goes right through, and it's a father and son who have written this together, Dr. Myron Wentz and his son Dave. So it's quite well organised, because you have, if you have a particular area, you know, say that you want to change, you'll say, oh, well, I must look at my bedroom and see how maybe it's not why I'm not sleeping well or whatever. Then you can just go through this quite accessible book to figure if you want to make some changes in your own life. So that's The Healthy Home by Dr. Myron Wentz. So it just, you know, just sort of helps us think a little bit differently.
It sounds a bit scary to me.
Yeah, we had a house, one of our houses that we've had, I think. At night, we had a master switch that switched everything off, so there was no electrical currents going through the house when we were sleeping. The fridge stayed on, and that was all. So everything else was completely dead electrically. So, and that, you know, if you're into that kind of thing, and it is a field of knowledge that's, you know, been around for a while, and this, you know, The Healthy Home here has a whole chapter on all of that vibration of electrical current and EMFs. So if you want to extend your knowledge or learn something new, of course, the library is the place to go.
Absolutely. And, I mean, just expanding on the something new and very exciting next weekend, isn't it, Di? With the e-pads and things that you're going to do this workshop on.
Yes, how to the iPad download and the iPod. And
how to,
of course,
download,
yes,
books,
yeah, yeah,
onto your computer or your laptop or whatever those things are that you carry around.
That's right,
days.
That's right. The only one that's not compatible with our program is the Kindle. So if you've got a Kindle, don't bother coming. I mean, you can still learn, you know, you're still welcome, of course, because you'll learn something. And when the Kindle is going to come on board, but it isn't at the moment compatible. But everything else is, really. So, yes, the staff are excited too, because we kind of know, but we're also going to be taught one-on-one before the workshop in the afternoon. So that's quite exciting.
I suppose that the process for the Kindle will be similar.
Absolutely.
When it does come on track. Yeah. So if you don't, you know, even if you can't download next Saturday, you at least had the basics of how to go about it.
Exactly. So it's going to be great. We're very excited about that, and I'm hoping that, you know, that area of the website will be used a lot more, and that senior students take it on board.
Yeah. Now the literary week starts
Next Friday night.
Yes. And is that along the lines of what we did last year with an island book that everybody read, or is it something different?
That's different, because this is the Waiheke Book Festival. This is the third year running, and Geraldine McManus holds that. And then for us, it's what you're talking about is the New Zealand Book Month, which is national, and that's next March,
right?
Which we're already thinking about.
Yes, exactly.
Like, what's the one book that everyone's going to read this year?
Yes.
I mean, next year.
Indeed.
Always an interesting discussion going on at the library about what's going to be a book that fits a lot of people.
Uh-huh.
Yeah, so we've been...
So when we talk to you early next year,
you'll be able to tell us
what we've got to go out and buy or get through the library.
All the book clubs will be informed, and yeah, it's a great. That's the third year it will have run, and it's picking up speed as well. And I hope more and more people each year will become part of that.
Excellent.
Yeah. So there you go. I better go back to work.
The library is doing great work as always. Thank you, Di, very much for coming in.
You're welcome.